talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's a lot of it being made. We can start here in Wisconsin. Robin Voss, gerrymandered speaker of the assembly in a gerrymandered district. The only reason he has a majority is because of gerrymandering. He has announced he won't turn over records related to the fraudulent Gableman review of the 2020 election. What he said was, here's his quote. He said, "That would be like a district attorney releasing records in the middle of a murder investigation," end quote. That's a quote. He compared what Gableman is doing to an honest DA investigating a murder. Now, enough's enough. Let's unpack this and say what's going on. The media in the state, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and others, put in an open records request to him. They want all legislative records about the retention of Gableman, the hiring of Gableman, how much he's really being paid, how much he may be paid in the future, how they selected Gableman, notes of discussions they had with Gableman, I mean the Republicans in the legislature, to do a story, a backstory on this investigation. Voss turned them down. There's a lawsuit, a public records lawsuit. There's a second lawsuit. There's a group called the American Oversight. American Oversight is what it's called. They filed a second lawsuit. They are an open records type group. Remember, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunshine is the best disinfectant. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. If you want to get at corruption, you want to get at bacteria lurking under the surface, sunshine is the best disinfectant. So there are two lawsuits. He then said, Voss said, the 2020 election was tainted. Now, he has migrated over to the Trump view over several months. Early on, Voss is a crafty sort, and he looked at this thing, and he realized that while Wisconsin may have voted Republican for Trump in 2016, it voted Democratic for Biden in 2020. It's been gerrymandered. The legislature has been gerrymandered. But you can't gerrymander a statewide election. The whole state gets to vote. And they voted for Evers. Now they're hoping they can get somebody in. There's one Democratic senator when there's one Democratic and there's one Republican senator. What they're thinking is, what they're saying is, this is a purple state. I don't really think it is a purple state. What I think it is there's a strain of independence and honesty in Wisconsin that it, from time to time manifests itself in different parties. And under Fighting Bob La Follette and the progressive Republicans 100 years ago, it manifested itself in the Republican Party. Then as the Republican Party changed, the 1949 convention in Green Bay, where the progressive Republicans merged with the Democrats led by Bill Proxmire, future senator at the time, Bill Proxmire, and Pat Lucey, future governor, leading the progressive Republicans, but they were Republicans. Gaylord Nelson, future U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, and future Judge Tom Fairchild, for whom I clerked on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. So these were giants in Wisconsin history. I think Voss, I don't know how much he reads, but I think Voss implicitly knows this. And he knows that you can't just shove Cyber Ninja down Wisconsin throats. You can't just shove Mississippi down Wisconsin throats. You can't just shove Texas, Cruz, people of that ilk down Wisconsin throats. So early on, he backed off of challenging the 2020 election. But Trump threatened him. Trump threatened him by name. Trump said that Voss wasn't doing the job. Voss knows that Trump has a base. No one knows exactly what it is in any given state in any given election, but in Wisconsin, let's say it's 30% of people who vote for Trump no matter what. And they'll vote for anybody Trump says to vote for no matter what. Voss is desperately afraid of losing those people. So now he's going over to saying things like what Gableman is doing is like a DA investigating a murder. Now, let's look at the legalities of that. First of all, the exception to the open records law that protects a prosecutor from turning over his files does not extend to the legislature. Number two, this is not a murder investigation. This is a fraud, a cyber ninja fraud by Gableman, who gave a speech in November saying the election was rigged and who hired a Trump lawyer, a White House lawyer, Trump White House lawyer, who signs Gableman's name to things under a fake email called deltagmail.com. This is a fraud. There is an investigation, but it's into a fraud. There is an investigation into the murder of the truth, but it's by the media in this state and by the American Oversight Group. So he says that. Then he says the election was tainted. Now he's gone full frontal Trump. Now he can go around in the Republican primary and say, we are full frontal Trump. We are fellow travelers and running dogs of Trump. We are bringing Cyber Ninja here to the state. That will preserve him. That will preserve his people in primaries by Republicans who might say, look, I'm a Republican. I'm a little conservative on taxes, but I am not a traitor to the United States. They will lose in a primary as long as Voss sucks up to Trump. Now, by doing this, he is dividing the state even worse. This is not a Republican-Democratic divide. It's really never been a Republican-Democratic divide. This is a divide between authoritarianism and democracy. There is not an instance in Wisconsin history or American history outside of the Civil War where half the country, or in that case, not quite half the country, decided to commit treason, decided to say that elections don't matter, decided to say that if people vote a certain way, we'll find a way to overturn it, and we'll make it hard for them to vote in the first place. This is the first time that the Republican Party, or any party, has adopted Stalin's dictum. Stalin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, as you know, once said, I'll keep repeating it, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. What Voss is doing in this case, he doesn't think he has a prayer of overturning the 2020 election. For one thing, five Republican congressmen were elected in that election in Wisconsin. Five, and only three Democrats. So those five Republican congressmen don't want their elections overturned. They're in gerrymandered districts. And the truth is, other than the gerrymander, there was nothing fraudulent about those elections. People went in and voted. The reason they won, because they're no good. The reason they won is because they're gerrymandered. That's a separate issue we'll talk about later. They were gerrymandered. But this is a fraud. This is not going to overturn anything. And he knows that. What he is trying to do, what the Republicans are trying to do, is engender enough uncertainty, anxiety, and doubt in people's minds about the integrity of our elections that many won't vote, they hope, in the Democratic areas of the state. And if they decide to pull something next time where they do decide to change the vote, how, for instance, in the presidential election in 2024, the gerrymandered legislature gets together and says under the 12th Amendment, we are going to allocate the electors of this state to the Republicans, despite the presidential primary result, strike that, the presidential election result, which presumably Biden would beat Trump again, because we want to. And they will lay this as the groundwork. This is a groundwork of fraud. It's a groundwork of insects. It's a groundwork of disease. It's a groundwork of cancer to further destroy the upcoming elections. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's about time somebody said this, and nobody's saying it quite like this in any other radio station in the state, because right now there are more than 80 right-wing radio broadcasts going out, sucking up to Trump, attacking democracy, attacking the election, attacking us. And this is the only one that responds in these terms without pussyfooting around. So there you have it. Voss says that Gableman's investigating a murder. In fact, Gableman is committing the murder along with Voss. The media and American oversight are trying to get to the bottom of it. It's in court. It better succeed. They better succeed in getting these documents. And the Republican Supreme Court should not stop them. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.